All right, here we go.
What should I do and how should I do it? I got a problem and I gotta get through it. Who should I talk to? Who should I see? What book should I check out of the library? Yeah, but I don't read, so I watch some TV. I see what Hulu has to offer me. I got Netflix and Amazon Prime. I got more options than I got time. I just need a little distraction to keep my mind off my lack of action. I just need a little TV so I can forget completely. Forget completely.
And we're back with ya for another episode of Life's a Binge.
Forget completely.
It's so good. I know I say that every time, and I know that we're just tooting our own horn, but I freaking love it, dude. I can't get over it. I freaking love it. But anyway, thanks out there for listening and tuning in and tuning in. How old am I?
I guess you could say, no, because what do you do, though? In. You tune into your favorite
Thanks
podcast.
For tuning in.
You know,
like,
you,
what am I talking about?
I think that term still applies for tuning like searching for a podcast.
Sure. Thanks for tuning in, everyone, to Life's Binge with BJ and Jerry.
It's good. It's solid. Tune in.
Tune in. Tune in next week. Same bat time. Same bat channel. But anyway, for reals, thanks for listening out there and going to all of our social medias at Life's a Binge. That is Facebook.com/Life's a Binge, Instagram at Life's a Binge, Twitter at Life's a Binge, and YouTube at YouTube.com/4XZYJXC72765, some weird
that crazy
random thing.
I don't think that doesn't apply to
but
our...
But just type in Life's a Binge and you'll find.
Yeah, that doesn't apply to our address. It's just like the,
no,
the
like,
link for...
If you go to the page, like, it's not just YouTube.com/Life's a Binge. It only becomes that if you get like a bazillion views or something.
We're not there yet?
No.
Shit.
No, we're not. And we also have a Patreon account for those folks out there that would like to contribute a little to the show. And there's some fun little rewards that you can get, including shout outs and picking topics and things like that is what we have set up so far. Those might change, but as of right now, that's what they are. So
what do you want?
What's that?
We're asking the listener. What do you want?
Yeah, yes, absolutely.
You want to come on as a guest?
You can do that too.
You can pay for
that
privilege.
I mean, they can do that anyway.
Yeah, you can.
You don't have to pay for that at all. But if you feel so inclined to donate something as small as literally $1 a month, go to patreon.com/lifesabinge.
That will buy Dr. Terror her Tarl Bud Light.
Yeah, that's true.
Next time she comes on.
That is absolutely true. Absolutely true.
So,
but with that, let's start the show. So breathe in with us right now.
Life's a binge.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, we're creative.
Why is that?
Make these songs and Life's a Binge.
We didn't really make that song.
We made that, dude.
Well,
that's all us.
We sang it.
Nothing but us.
We didn't necessarily create it. It's more of a, it's not an exact copy, I would say. Whereas at the end, dude, when I play my Life's a Binge production thing, that is that song.
That's just the Seinfeld thing.
I took it and stole it
from him.
If we had recorded the guitar for the Forget Completely song separately than the vocal track, I'd play that under the lab productions thing instead. But that's coming soon to a Life's a Binge near you.
Well, you know, we'll get a good recording of it, a better recording of it.
Absolutely.
Maybe we'll even extend it out a little bit.
I know. There's a second verse and everything. But anyway, well, let's get to our first subject. Topic? Segment. That's the word I'm looking for.
You're a pro.
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up, man?
What's up, man? Just a lot of working. A lot of working. Working like to beat the band.
Yeah,
so
I'm doing that as well.
So
nothing else fun? Anything fun?
No.
Fair
enough. No. This was 3 days of cleaning pools in a row.
Yes.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Tomorrow, I'd work dolphin.
Yep.
And I work dolphin for the next 12 days.
In a row?
In a row.
Wow.
Yep.
My last day off was Sunday, so that was 4 days ago. And my next scheduled day off, which I'm hoping I get, is next Friday. So
what
not,
now?
Not tomorrow, but next Friday.
So you're scheduled to work like for 12 days
like
in a row?
12 days in a row, something like that, yeah.
Dude, we're like a 12-day in a row working fools.
Yeah, only you get to get up and play guitar and have fun, which is still exhausting, but I have to carry mail for like 12 hours a day.
No, I have 12 days off of where I get paid.
Yeah.
And paid in love and paid in money.
Right. Right.
And then I get paid in food because it's Seven Seas Festival.
Oh, yeah. True that.
Going on all next week.
It's super fun.
This week. So yeah. It's spring break when we're dropping.
Woo!
It's spring break.
Spring break. That's what's up.
Boom, boom. My eyes are up here.
That's what's up.
My eyes are up here, please.
Oh, sorry. You were flashing. I couldn't help myself. I had to look. I just been playing. I almost feel like this deserves its own topic in and of itself because
you're so madly in love with it.
Well, you can binge video games, and that's all I've been doing is playing The Legend of Zelda.
Nothing wrong with that.
And that's the thing. I can be watching TV while the TV can be on, and I can be playing in my hands at the same time. Yeah. And then if I'm like, ooh, I need this to be bigger, I just bloop, drop it in, and there it is on the big screen, like instantaneously. It's fucking amazing.
Oh, this is your new toy, your
Nintendo Switch, and it is. I am obsessed. Like
you love it.
This
is a gaming format.
I would.
That's not what you call it. What do you call it? A gaming system?
Console? Yeah.
A console system.
Yeah. Console. Yeah.
So it's.
And it is so. People were like, I've been thinking about it, but all I really want to play is Zelda and this. And like, I don't know. I can't justify spending that much money for one game. All I have to say is that it's worth it. Even if you just play the one game.
How much is it?
It's like $300, I think, for the system.
It's like as much as like a PS3 or a PS4.
Yeah. Yep. $300, I think, and then $60 for the game. So like $360 out the door plus tax.
And the graphics are as good as
it's dope.
PS4.
Well, the game is stylized and it has like interesting looking graphics, but the game is gorgeous.
Okay.
It's so good.
Zelda.
It's The Legend of Zelda, The Breath of the Wild, and it's so good.
The Breath of the Wild.
So good, and I can't stop playing it.
I've never played Zelda.
Dude.
And this is like the 15th incarnation of Zelda,
isn't it? It's not that many, but yes.
It is, isn't it?
It's
like 15 or so.
It's not that many, but yes. I think it's more like 8.
I thought there was a big thing about Zelda 10, but
well,
maybe not.
It might be because there's a bunch of like Game Boy games that I wasn't really a part of necessarily, but it's really good.
And when did Zelda start?
1985?
Really?
NES, baby. The Legend of Zelda.
See, I was behind the times then. Like, I never had a Nintendo.
That's wrong. Dude,
I know,
The Legend of Zelda came out on the original Nintendo, as well as The Legend of Zelda, what's it called? Link's Adventure? Legend of Zelda 2. Then you get Link to the Past on the Super Nintendo, which is just recently voted as the number one video game of all time, as far as, or top 300, it's the number one.
Now,
the game magazine.
The game is called Links to the Past?
It's called The Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past.
A Link to the Past.
Mm-hmm.
So they're all like A Legend of Zelda with the subtitle of blah, blah, blah.
Yes. Yes.
And Link to the Past is the best video game of all time?
According to the recent list in Game Informer magazine of their top 300 video games of all time, The Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past was their number one.
I think there's some payola happening, or or that's just what the nerds are saying, man.
What do you think the number two video game of all time was?
That's a good question.
Super Mario Brothers 3. On the Super
Nintendo. Is 3 the regular was 3 Nintendo the super popular one?
It was on Nintendo.
That's the one where you grow and you... Is it the one where...
Did you ever have a Nintendo?
No.
Dude!
No,
holy
we
cow.
Like we like borrowed our neighbors
like no Nintendo at all? No Super Nintendo? No Game Boy? No
nope.
N64?
Nope. Nope.
Wowzers. Nope. You ever own a Wii? You play
no,
Wii?
No, I played Wii. Wii's fun. Wii's a lot of fun.
Man.
In fact, Mikey Pettner, a friend of the show.
Yeah, Mikey.
He lived here. He had a Wii.
Nice.
He also had a Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
The first Xbox.
Oh yeah.
That Call of Duty
and Halo and the
Call of Duty was
bomb ass
dope.
Oh yeah.
But no, I never did. When I got older, I bought myself a Sega Genesis and a Sega Saturn. Even I think
Sega's cool, but it was no Super Nintendo. Super Nintendo was like my favorite console.
And the original one with the cartridges that had Pitfall.
Oh yeah. What was that, Atari?
Our neighbors, yeah, Atari.
Yeah.
Our neighbors would loan us the Atari. But like for the dude,
no Nintendo.
This is like the life. I'm telling you, dude. This is like the growing up of like never having stuff that everyone.
But
had.
Now you're an adult and you can go get your fucking Nintendo.
I got a PlayStation 4,
but
man.
You don't have a Nintendo. You've never played Mario.
I played it because we have an Andrea.
It's a me, Mario. Like the most stereotypical like voice of all time. You've never played Mario.
Mario has a. He speaks.
He says that.
It's a me, Mario.
Higher pitch.
It's a me, Mario.
Closer, yeah. It's a me, Mario.
It's a me, Mario.
Close.
Higher? Okay. Here we go.
You never played Mario. That blows my mind.
I don't want to say I never played Mario. I played it like Andrea has like a throwback system.
But never Super Mario Brothers 3.
Well, I think that's what we're playing.
Well, you said where you shrink and grow, and that's every Mario
game. That's why I was asking if that was like the popular.
There was the one where you kick the
mushrooms and you bing, bing, bing,
every
boom, boom.
You're talking about every Mario
for
game.
For fuck's sake.
Yes. That game.
All right.
That particular game where Mario eats mushrooms and kicks turtle shells.
Yeah, it goes down the tubes into different worlds.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. It's only one game ever. But anyway, Nintendo Switch, bomb. Zelda, super, super, super good. The only other thing that's really what's up with me is I also, this is another electronic thing, but I got these nifty little Apple AirPods.
Oh, dude.
And they're like the wireless little gorgeous.
You fool.
No way.
This is
the best invention of all time.
Yeah. How much? $300.
No way. These are like $149.
$150.
Yes.
You're going to lose them.
Nope.
Yes, you will.
No, I'm not.
That thing is the size of a dental floss.
Yes, and that is a perfect size comparison.
It's good. And those things, they don't stay in your ear.
Yes, they do.
I don't know. All right, well, you're gonna have to tell me how it goes. Well,
and I wear one at a time. And okay. So if it stops playing,
do they
music,
both have microphones or no?
Yes.
So you could use either one.
Correct.
As a thing.
Yep, and it starts and stops when you take it in and out of your ear, and it like has little tappy controls, and
it's too small,
dude,
and it doesn't connect to anything.
That's the brilliant part of it, dude. It just
it's so
me
small.
As a mailman. It's the same size as the regular Apple ear.
Yeah, but
earphones.
They're connected to a wire,
and that gets in the way.
It makes, but it also keeps it.
So I have my one ear thing in, and I'm listening to my audiobooks or my podcast or whatever while I'm working.
Okay,
and then so you say it's gonna fall out. If it falls out of my ear, guess what? I'm not gonna hear podcast or audiobook anymore. So I'll be like, oh, it must have fallen out of my ear. So far, I've had them for. Just about a week.
$75
every single day, so. And still no falling out of ears has happened yet.
So for how long have you had them?
Just about a week.
All right.
Yeah. And I've used them every day. And they're magical.
We give you 3 weeks.
And they have great, great sound. If I lose one in 3 weeks from right now, you owe me a fucking new thing. Because you're cursing me right now.
Oh, a new
It's your fault.
That's a good safety net there.
Yeah.
But if I ever lose anything.
No,
if
just
ever
in 3 weeks. In 3 weeks. No, but they are amazing. I highly recommend them.
All right.
Especially if you, like me, I'm like,
I want it to work for you. I really do.
I don't see why it won't.
Just because they're so small. And
they're
easy.
Not that small.
They're small. They're like an inch long.
It's just the size of the regular earbud, only with no cord.
That's small.
And you just boop, plop it right in your ear.
Because so I can misplace like my Bluetooth headphones,
right,
which are about the same thing, but they're even a little bigger because
sure.
They have a little wire
and the cord that goes between them. Yes,
except damn it, do you put that cord around your neck and then
I put it behind when I had that kind? I put it behind my neck. Yeah.
Yeah, so it would, like, if you took them out, it would hang. That's
yes.
A poor design. The whole thing is a poor design.
That's why you get the ones without the wires.
That's
like,
a worse design.
No
that's
way.
A worse
They're
design.
So good. I don't. Well, I yeah. Anyway,
you know,
I love
after
them. They're amazing.
You know, like Facebook just is like mea culpa-ing up about like some oops, we shouldn't have given that data away, or so easily.
What?
Recently, Facebook has been there was all this data that was given. that Facebook gave to a company.
Oh.
And the company does political strategies and
sure.
And so they're saying that anyway, a bunch of data that people shouldn't have got.
Gotcha.
So I've been kind of like a naysayer, a little like, be careful, like when these apps come up, like every time, like, oh, take this quiz.
Oh, right.
Who are you here. Like? Right. Yeah, click on this. I'm like, there's something nefarious, and I don't know what.
Sure.
There's something nefarious about it. Now, to me, the ones that say, who's your doppelganger?
Sure.
The nefariousness to that is like right in my face.
Because it scans your picture and...
Yes, you have a picture of your face, and then it has, like, you know, all these things are, like, facial recognition, like, make fake IDs.
Sure.
You know, so you have, like, your face, plus clearly these things have shown that through you connecting onto this as third-party app,
mm-hmm.
they're able to get a bunch of your data.
Yes.
Like, this is, like, in the news, like, today.
You have to agree to that, though.
Yeah, but no one reads it.
Of course they don't.
Right.
It just says, they would like to access your Facebook out. And everyone goes, okay.
Right. Because I want to play. Because so-and-so posted it, so I want to post it, too.
Exactly.
So that's nefarious, I'm telling you.
Okay.
And not only that, I'm not telling you that.
How did you get to that? I was talking about Apple EarPods, and you're
because Facebook is saying, I'm sorry about this. Apple's going to come out and say, I'm sorry. And just like they said, I'm sorry about, remember they
the battery thing?
The battery thing.
Sure.
And that's just the tip of the Apple iceberg, I'm telling you. So they're gonna come out and say, I'm sorry for our poor design of our AirPods.
Yeah. They're amazing.
So I'm sure they're great.
I love them.
I'm sure they're great.
They are, and they sound good.
So I really, really hope you keep them.
I will. there's no reason not to.
Advance, what's up?
I gotta remake these things, man. That was fun.
That's good.
But what's next? What do we do next? This
just in.
News and notes and news and stuff from the entertainment world, and I took a screenshot of an email I got from Entertainment Weekly, and I knew I would forget what it was.
You get emails from Entertainment Weekly?
Yes.
Psh,
I do, because I'm a professional Life's a Binge podcaster. Oh, so I just found this to be interesting.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why I got this email yesterday, but I got it yesterday, which would have been March 21st when I got the email, and it says, Hallmark Channel to debut 34 new Christmas movies in the year 2018.
What?
So Hallmark.
34 new Christmas movies.
You know how Hallmark does those cheesy ass, like, you know.
Yes.
First date on Christmas or whatever, and they start, like, you know, B-list celebrities or whatever.
Yeah.
So there's going to be 34 new ones.
This year.
Just this year. Well, that's like Netflix saying they're going to announce 700 shows or whatever. It's like, geez.
Slow down.
Yeah. There's no reason for that many things. But I don't really have any other news. I just thought that was funny.
Well, tonight, at 8:30 tonight, mm-hmm. On PBS, they're doing a special on TV about Choir of the Homeless.
Okay.
Which I'm very excited to see.
So that'll air as we're recording this tonight on March 22nd?
Yes, it should air again.
I'm sure it will.
Some other times as well.
And you can usually view it online.
Yeah, usually. And dang it, I wish I could tell you the name of it, but it's on the guide, at least for my TV, it just said a Choir of Homeless.
But, San Diego Homeless Choir or something.
But it's a documentary film that some people made doing some things, and I'm kind of interested to see it. Because my cousin is in the documentary.
Nice.
And he's the cousin who passed away last month. And we watched a little bit of the outtakes mm-hmm. Of him singing with the choir for his service.
Nice.
And So anyway, I'm interested in watching that tonight. Yeah.
See what
that's all about. I hope it's good and I hope it's respectful. And
I'm sure it will be. It's made by PBS. They're not going to be like, and now watch this garbage. Dude, speaking of garbage.
TMZ?
Like,
go ahead.
No. This is kind of entertainment newsy related. Do you know anything about 97.3, The Machine, San Diego?
The Machine?
Yes.
Nope.
It's the name of the radio station. That's what they're calling themselves.
Right.
Now, this is the radio station that now plays the Padre games. So if you want to listen to Padre games on the radio, it's 97.3.
I've never even heard of those call numbers before.
It used to be KSON.
Country,
KSON.
For years.
Forever. Yes.
Oh, my God. Really?
And now, yes. And now
country's not dead.
No, they just changed. They're 105.7 now, I think, is the country station.
Are they called KSON?
I believe so.
Interesting.
No, because I thought they had to keep the...
I don't know. Anyway.
I don't know. Regardless. So
I digress.
The new 97.3, The Machine, plays like alt rock music and stuff and such. And they have a program. I don't know any other programs, but they do talk radio. And they do talk radio for men, and they play the Padre games.
Talk radio for men.
They're what's their name brand, like the brand number one show. What's that word I'm looking for? I don't know.
Flagship.
Flagship is the word. Their flagship show is called The Men's Room, and it's supposed to be like, this is just guys having locker room talk.
And no, it is, for real.
Oh yeah, and it is. Garbage.
Oh, dude. Okay, we got to make fun of it.
Garbage. Our friends over at the Kept Faith have done that. So,
hey, we'll jump on that bandwagon.
So they have, like I said, they have a show called The Men's Room, and I was like, I had only heard things from the Kept Faith, like how bad this is, and how like people are going to tune in to listen to like Padres pregame, because and they'll be like driving with their kids in the car, and they're going to hear this horrendous thing, and I'm like, it can't be that bad. So I tuned in today on my way home from work around 5 o'clock, and the bit was, it was like a call in phone contest. And so like this woman called in, and her name was Kelsey. And I remember her name because when they answered the phone, they were like, and now we have Chelsea here with us. And she was like, actually it's Kelsey. And he goes, yeah, okay. So, so then,
bruh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Whatever.
Okay, babe.
Whatever, chick. And then the bit was, he took a news clipping of a crime that was committed about some homeless guy in New York, like going into liquor stores and stealing diapers, blah, 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 blah. And then he was supposed to be at court, but then he went get on his court date. Guess where they found him? At the liquor store, stealing more diapers. And you're like, okay. And he's just reading off this news story, and it's like, where is this going? And he goes, okay, do you know how to play the game? And she goes, I think so for the most part. And he goes, okay, great. Who committed the crime? A black guy, a white guy, a Mexican, or an Asian? And that's the bit. And then she goes, blah, blah, blah. And she's like trying to skirt around it a little bit because I don't think she necessarily knew what she was in for. And then he goes, okay, great. Your answer is white guy. Perfect. And we'll tell you right after this. And then they play The Offspring, The Kids Aren't All Right, which I know you how you feel about The Offspring.
This is getting better and better.
Right. So it, not only is it this like stupid jockey, like
The Kids Are All Right, hyper masculine.
I don't know. There's no way I'd be able to do it. You probably don't know it. It's off the Americana album, which has Pretty Fly for White Guy on it.
Okay.
Anyway. So it's this cross between like hyper masculinity, stupid, crappy talk radio with alt rock, like bands like Offspring.
Fucking Offspring.
And total racist, misogynistic shit.
Really?
That all plays right before and after Padre games.
Really?
Yes.
Dude.
97.3, The Machine. Okay.
We're going to have a ball with this.
Are we?
Yes.
We don't talk about radio, but it's a hot thing, and I found out about it, and I'm like, I can't believe, and the same thing with the Kept Faith guys, because they think the same thing, which is like, I can't believe that the Padres are like, yep, we're on that station. Not that they probably have a say in it or anything. That's obviously somebody else. But it's like, how is that on the radio right now? But like, how do you think, like, let's start a new show. We'll call it The Men's Room. And especially with everything going on right now, let's make it as bad as possible.
Dude, it's so funny.
In San Diego, of all places. Like, is there a market for that in San Diego?
I got like a
97.3 The Machine.
Like a, I can't wait to fuck with this.
I don't know what you're gonna do.
Call in.
I guess you should. You should be the number one caller. Call and just record in, everything you say.
Call in all the time. Ridicule them at every turn.
It's ridiculous.
Call them out on every on all of it.
Yeah.
And because, you know, I had this idea.
Yeah.
You know, I'm always thinking.
Sure.
Always thinking.
Sure.
Yeah, that's how I am. My brain. I tell you, my brain. It just keeps going.
Tangent train.
Chugga.
Yeah.
So, amongst all the other grandiose ideas, you know.
That you have, and then you expect me to put into play. Yes.
Well, no, because a lot of them you can't. I mean, you can't make Jay and Carrie Preston. And
I can't make those happen, but you can.
But I can.
Yes.
So, we have a segment recurring every so often, and I heard this on the radio on like 1360 or 1090, one of those two.
Sure.
Where they were talking to, I think, Austin Hedges.
Okay.
And they're talking about baseball, and at the end he was like, "So what are you watching?" And they're like, nice. And they start talking about, and I'm like, dude, we have Life's a Binge Padres.
That's true.
Padres Hour.
We could.
Where we interview a Padre.
That would be bitching.
It would be bitching and totally, totally doable.
And relatable.
Totally doable, yeah. Yep. And relatable. And just bing bang. And things like that. The,
get on that, man.
I will.
Yeah, you should do that. But speaking of calling radio shows and things and such, we have a couple of things to get to. So we're going to go ahead and do that. Life's a Binge! Phone Army! Doing it.
All those sweet drops in one day.
Yeah, as I make you do it again. No, it's just funny because I hit pause because I needed to change my app away from the drop app and go to the voicemail app. Apparently, we have a couple of voicemails to get to. So we're going to play them, and none of them are from Tony in La Mesa.
What are we gonna do with that drop?
I don't know. Change it to be somebody that actually likes our show still. This is a 3-minute long message, and we're gonna hear it right now. I haven't listened to it. I just so Google Voice, it does this cool thing where it sends you a transcript of
iPhone does that.
Yeah, and so it's really cool. Only it's just really it sometimes it gets things wrong. So right. I just like read the beginning to see what it's kind of about. And so this is our buddy Matt Warburton.
Giving us a phone call.
Yeah, giving us a phone call about one of our previous shows. Everything Sucks. So here's what Matt has to say about that.
Hey guys, Matt here. I just wanted to share some of my thoughts on Netflix's show, Everything Sucks. Like Jared, I was super pumped to watch it because I love everything 90s. And this was the first time anyone has ever done a 90s nostalgia piece, at least that I know of. I'm a sucker for 90s music, especially 90s alt-rock. As a lifelong San Diegan, my radio was always stuck on Q106 or The Flash. So I decided to dive in and check out the series, but I got discouraged pretty quickly. It seemed in the first few episodes there wasn't a whole lot of sustainable plot, and the show was mainly serving as 90s fan wank, which I'm totally okay with 90s fan wank, but I also like story and relatable characters. The problem for me was that despite some initial interesting plot lines surrounding the characters Luke and Kate, all the other characters seemed to be painted with such broad strokes that I couldn't get into it, which bummed me out because I was a freshman in high school in fall of 1996. And not only was I in drama, but I was also in AV as well, doing school broadcasts. For my senior project, I even brought AV and drama together to make a movie. With all the music and subject matter, the show seemed tailor-made for me, and I still couldn't get into it. I just found the drama kids to be so unreal. They were always bigger than life, doing big productions in the cafeteria, speaking their everyday dialogue and stilted paraphrased Shakespeare. Also, how are the drama kids the school bullies? Doesn't that high school have jocks? Also, Luke's friends McQuaid and Tyler seem like they had the subtlety and depth of Saved by the Bell characters. I love Saved by the Bell, but it didn't seem to live in the same plane as what ultimately Everything Sucks was going for. I was at the point where I had to stop watching it. But then I started listening to your episode, or at least the beginning of the episode, with Jared raving about how good it was after watching it all. So I decided to go back and give it another chance.
Nice.
And sure enough, after the third or fourth episode, it really picked up for me. They started fleshing out the characters. There was more depth and relatability with the drama kids once they were able to spend some good, honest screen time with them. McQuaid and Tyler's arcs changed drastically after we spent more time with them. And just like Jared said, everything pays off at the end. I went from hating the show to absolutely loving it. So if you haven't yet, BJ, stick with the show because it gets way better. And thank you, Life's a Binge. You saved the TV show for me. I was about to give up, but you encouraged me to stick with it and ride it out. And it was all worth it. Thanks, guys.
Nice.
Matt Warburton with the money call.
Dude, did it sound like he like wrote that out and was reading something he wrote? Like, maybe he did.
Maybe.
And if he did, then all the more power to him.
Well, because it was very concise and clear, you know. Not like me.
Yeah. If I...
like when I write something out,
right.
It's beautiful.
Well, that's the thing. So like, you know what? Like he, that was good.
He thought about it.
That was good.
He thought about it. He at least gave himself notes.
Absolutely.
Actually, I don't know if he did that or not.
Well, it just sounded to me like he like wrote it and was reading something that he wrote. And it's like, hey, if that's what you got to do to give us a phone call, then by all means, do it. But that's like a solid, like, 3-minute little like review.
That reminds me of like, do you ever listen to Jim Rome?
Every once in a while, yeah.
So he takes calls
tangent train
for sure.
In the middle of a segment. So yeah, Jim Rome takes
of
calls.
Like, speaking of like guy talk or whatever.
Oh yeah. You know, the machine.
Yeah. The sports radio station. Jim Rome will take calls, and
yes,
they're always calls from, well, he talks to like famous athletes and people like that,
right?
In the public eye, but when it's a just a listener calling in,
yes,
they have to like emulate him essentially,
sure.
And absolutely. So this whole thing is like, have a take, don't suck,
yeah.
And so, hey, Jimmy boy, good to see you. First of all, how about those blah blah blah? I've seen more blah 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 in Sunshine. Did the blah blah blah? You know, and that like throwing out these catchphrases,
sure,
and cool stuff and clearly those are all like scripted.
Oh yeah,
calls.
Somebody that wrote something, yeah.
But so hey man, Jim Rome and us.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks Matt.
That was money, dude.
That was real
that
solid.
That was super duper money.
And did you go back and watch the rest of it?
I did watch it all. Distracted. I'm telling you, man.
No respect.
I tell you this. I tell you this whole thing. This whole thing, it sucks. I tell you, you watch this, you get a free bowl of soup. What I tell you is wrong. Anyway.
Good.
I watched it, and there was some of it that was like, oh, pretty good. But I just felt like the whole thing was low rent.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Wrong. Anyway, we have another voicemail.
And it's boring Oregon, dude. Like,
yeah,
it's boring. It's a town that I lived in. Anyway.
So?
So
I don't know why that has so much stock.
It has stock in me wanting to watch it.
I guess.
And want it to be good.
But, like, they could be like, this is San Diego. And, like, okay, great. Like,
I would get excited.
It's an interesting point. But, like, I don't know. Unless it's not.
I get excited.
Do you ever see the.
Especially boring
do
Oregon.
You ever see the LA. LA in the movies? Or what's that documentary? This is LA or
nope.
Anyway, I don't know. It's all about like Los Angeles, the city being a character in movies.
Right.
And it's pretty cool. I don't remember what it's called. Anyway, that was pointless. I'm sorry I mentioned it.
Tangent train.
Kind of. But we have another voicemail.
All right.
I know nothing about this. I didn't read it or anything. I just, maybe we should call her PR woman, but she can call herself PR Jess, PR girl Jess. She called us and left us a voicemail. So
sweet.
Let's hear that one.
Hey guys, PR girl Jess here. I'm giving you all a call. I'm about to go to bed because I'm day shift now and I wake up at a hellish hour. But you guys are talking about music in movies, and I love that subject. I love that topic. You guys could really break that into multiple episodes. Anyway, I wanted to drop a few of my favorites, which I think deserve to be talked about. I might be biased, but anyway. If we're talking about just a movie soundtrack, fun songs, Guardians of the Galaxy for sure. Love it. Great throwback songs, especially the fact that it has the Jackson 5, I Want You Back, which is, you know, Michael Jackson, Jared Dino is my absolute favorite.
True story.
So anything by him is gold to me. For like a score on a movie, Lord of the Rings, Howard Shore, he's amazing. I love everything that he touches. For the Lord of the Rings, really, if you're going to play anything, if you decide to, the Hobbiton theme song is so good. Love it. Just makes you kind of like happy every time you hear it. Mm-hmm. And I love how in the Lord of the Rings, you know, Howard Shore has different themes for different places in Middle Earth. And you don't even have to be watching the movie. If you just hear the music, you'll know exactly where the characters are in the movie based on the music, which I think is crazy. And it's so awesome that he was able to do that. And then, oh, Moana. So my niece has come over all the time, and I'm the one who's like, you guys want to watch Moana? You know, because I just love that movie. Every song is fun to sing. It's a great, great soundtrack. Can't get enough of it. Lin-Manuel, man. Oh, that reminds me. You guys, you know, I was a Hamilton rebel. Didn't care about it. Don't want to see it. All that, just against it. You know, I don't care about all the hype and all that. Now that I've listened to you guys talk about Hamilton, I freaking want to listen to the soundtrack. Thanks a lot.
You should.
So now I'll be hopping on that train. And watching in a couple weeks, I'll be messaging you guys about Hamilton and how much I freaking love it. So God save me. Anyway, I love you guys. Have a great episode. I hope you guys have a lot to talk about. I mean, I know that this is a massive topic. So anyway, if you can't tell, it excites me. Anyway, you guys have a great night, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.
All right.
Hamilton.
You're going to love it.
How does a bastard. So I was trying to like instantly come up with the rhyme.
No,
that put
there's
Jess,
no way.
Put Jess in
it's
there.
It's impossible. But yeah, so based, obviously you clicked
okay,
on the title.
I'll stop doing it because I'm like.
You're still trying to think
of
it.
Of course. And if I do, I'll never say anything.
Back. You're so, never coming back
but
to
the
us.
But the key is you just say something.
Right.
How does a San Diego expat fan of the show move to North Carolina?
Yeah. Fuck. That was pretty good.
Anyway.
She's going to. It's her new ringtone.
I'm telling you.
No respect.
I tell you, it's rough.
But
it's rough, I tell you. I tell you, the whole thing sucks.
That was good.
The only reason I'm here is I might buy the place, yeah. I tell you.
But as you obviously you saw the title of this episode and we posted it and reposted it and she just mentioned it in the voicemail, but we are going to be talking about, movie song music, not songs necessarily, movie music of sorts. And, we appreciate the call, Jess. Thanks for giving us your input. Those are three solid choices. Soundtrack wise, she said Guardians of the Galaxy, and score wise, she said Lord of the Rings. And then, what was it? Songs. She said, Moana. Have you seen Moana?
I have seen Moana. It's good.
Do you like the music?
You know,
Lin-Manuel Miranda wrote it all.
I don't remember.
Oh, yeah, Moana.
I don't remember that much of the music.
It's good.
I just remember enjoying the movie.
So what to say?
You know.
You're welcome. Sorry.
It's no The Greatest Showman. But.
It is no The Greatest Showman. You wouldn't know. I've told you to watch it for like
know,
a month and
I
a
trust,
half.
Because I trust your opinion so, and your passionate
you like
about
a
it.
Month. I told you for like a month. And I was like, I want to talk about it on the show.
Well, because
I want
you,
to make an episode.
Okay,
about it.
Okay.
You're
so
like,
this
okay,
is,
great.
This
okay,
is
great.
This
have you
is
seen
where,
it yet? No. Have you seen it? No.
Well, there
no,
was no, there was no, no time.
No,
there was no time to
no,
see
no,
it.
No.
And I could have listened to it, but I was heeding your advice where you're like, well, you want the context of the film.
I know, but the more I listen to it, the more it doesn't matter. Because it's amazing.
Well, then I'm going to put it on my thing here and
then
just listen to it.
If only you had wireless ears.
I've listened to it through you.
Yes. me
quite a bit
horribly singing it every chance
and then
I get.
You play, and then you're like, oh, okay, we've got to play this song.
I know, because it's amazing. But anywho, let's take a quick break, and we will come back and talk about movie songs. Songs and movies, or whatever our topic is. I don't even know. Here we go. After these messages,
through your days, got your head hung low, your sky's a shade of gray, like a zombie in a maze. You're asleep inside, but you can shake awake, cause you taste a dead man walking, thinking that's your only option. But you can flip the switch and brighten up your darkest day. The sun is up and the color's blinding, take a world and redefine it. Leave behind your narrow mind, you'll never be the same. Come alive, come alive. Go and light your light, let it burn so bright. Reach it up to the sky, and it's open wide, your electrified. And the world becomes a fantasy, and you're more than you could ever be, cause you're dreaming with your eyes wide open. And you know you can't go back again to the world that you were living in, cause you're dreaming with your eyes wide open. So come alive. I see it in your eyes. Believe that lie, that you need to hide your face, afraid to step outside, so you lock the door, but don't you stay that way.
Some are living in our shadows, you and me, we don't have echoes,
cause once you see it, oh, you'll never, never be the same.
Little bit of life is tiny, bottle up to keep on shining,
you can prove there's more to you.
Back to the show.
I want to see the animation that goes with that.
It's like claymation. It's good times.
Yeah, so Will Vinton.
Yeah. So, curious. Never mind. You just said a joke off the air, and it was made me laugh. Do you want
that
to
wasn't
say
on
that?
The air?
No. Do you want to say it on air?
Yeah.
Say it right
that's
now.
That's a good joke.
Yeah, what's your joke?
The joke is where does a mansplainer get his water?
I don't know where.
From a, well, actually.
It's
From a web, actually.
It's so good.
It's a good joke.
It is good. Anyway,
well, actually,
we're back. And what's our topic, dude? What are we talking about?
We're talking about movie music.
Now, what did your post say? Because you posted a thing on Facebook. It got,
I did.
And a lot of people said stuff.
This
was
in January.
Right. And then Jess shared it, and she got a bunch of stuff on her post as well.
Oh,
from,
dang
like,
it.
People.
I didn't look at hers.
I'll pull hers up.
Okay.
But what did the post say?
Actually, those of you in the Facebook world, maybe you've seen David Avocado, what's his name?
Wolf.
Yeah, David, yeah. Quote Avocado Wolf. And he posts things, and generally they're, I don't know, fairly
uplifting kind of thing.
Positive. And so he had posted a thing that said, name a movie with great music.
Nice, okay.
And so
it's not like movie songs or anything. It's not like
it's just name a movie.
A movie with great music.
Movie with great music.
And take it as you will or what have you.
Right. Yes. That kind of leaves it wide open.
Right. Whether you think it's like a soundtrack or what have you. Yes.
Right. So that was kind of, I thought it'd be a good jumping off point for a nice topic on our show that we do here.
Absolutely.
Across that they tuned in to hear.
Did anybody say anything about what movies they had?
They did. I just have to find it and get to it.
I told you. We took a commercial break and everything. What do you do on this show?
I have to go pee.
Good Lord, man. You're going to make me rip my hair out. Golly, I told you, like, make sure you have it pulled up. I took a commercial break.
We did like three different
things.
So
I took a break and paused it. I paused it, and then he came back. You said your joke, and then you don't have the thing.
Okay, so you know what I did. So I clicked on it to save it as a favorite. And when I saved it as a favorite, it went to that David Avocado post, but not to the comments that I wanted to look.
You're garbage. Now accepting applications for co-host.
You know, that's why I asked Andrea to be on the show tonight.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
She hasn't been on the show, you know.
I know.
It's been over 2 years and she hasn't been on the show.
I know. I said, do you want to be on the show tonight? We're going to talk about movie music. And also, you could be the one who helps us pull up songs.
Uh-huh.
And she said, nah.
She said, nope. Don't want to do that.
So she didn't tell me to stick it. But.
I'm sure she did. She wanted to. She just didn't.
Yeah.
And now back to the show. So did you find anything?
I did find it. So I found it.
Here okay. And?
So we got a whole bunch of requests or a whole bunch of responses.
Sure.
Virginia McCarty. Who I don't know who that is.
Gabardi?
Cabardi. McCarty. Virginia McCarty. I don't know who that is.
What's her last name?
McCarty. Oh, she's a friend of yours.
Oh,
Sonny Smith.
It is right. I know who you're talking about.
She studied philosophy at Grossmont College.
Jenna, yes.
Oh, Jenna.
Jenna is her name.
G-I-N-N-A?
You would pronounce it like that, yeah. It's just G-I-N-A, but everyone calls her Gina.
Really?
And she likes Jenna. Like gin, that the drink with an A at the end of it.
That's interesting.
Jenna. Right. Anyway, what'd she say?
She said score-wise.
Yes.
And some people like broke it down like into like.
Well, I like the score of
Where it's original
John Williams
original music from something,
absolutely,
which is fine. Or sometimes it's like the music that's played during the movie.
Yes, yeah, like Jess said, Guardians of the Galaxy. She likes the music. Yeah,
like for me, Goodfellas has got so many good songs in it.
Nice.
And so I'm going right off into a new tangent from this thing.
Should I hit the button?
Tangent it up.
Okay, gotta hit the button. Gotta go pull up my different app.
Tangent train.
Well done. You got to it quick.
I know what I'm doing.
So
I'm a professional that doesn't have to search for 5 minutes to find something that they're supposed to be doing.
I'm a professional who will fill for a whole hour and a half.
Exactly.
While I look for something that I forgot what I'm looking for.
So what's your tangent?
Goodfellas. Whenever I hear the song, there's a song by the Rolling Stones. Damn it. The chorus goes, whoa, matter. It's just a shot away. It's just a shot away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That song.
Yes.
Give Me Shelter is the name of the song.
Give Me Shelter.
That it's such a good song.
It's just a shadow. It's a song. It's like,
well, I knew it was a song. I knew it was a song that didn't have the name.
It's a total hit. It goes,
it's like a Led Zeppelin song. But a lot of times they don't have the name. God, the name of the song doesn't fit.
My favorite
in the
song
thing.
Of all time.
And people anyways, are like, oh, yeah. I know the one you mean.
Of course. Anyway. Yeah.
Give Me Shelter.
Yes.
But it's used so well in that movie. And I've seen it used in several movies. And it's just one of those songs that, oh, my goodness, it just sets such a good a mood through it.
Yes.
And there's the song is, you know, 4 or 5 minutes long.
Sure.
But in that song, you're familiar with the song? Pretty good?
Mm-hmm.
So, and I couldn't tell you, music folks could tell you the name of the woman who sings on the song.
Yes.
I couldn't tell you that offhand, but...
I believe his name is... No, I'm just kidding.
I was going to say it's a woman.
Just kidding. His name is Mick Jagger.
Well, the Rolling Stones have a male singer. His name is Mick
His name's
Jagger.
Mick Jagger. Ever heard of him? Does a chicken dance? Anyway.
She does a couple of the verses,
mm-hmm.
and then she's like... At certain point, she's just wailing.
Yeah,
and her voice doesn't crack out of tune, but it just cracks from like being like exerted so strong.
Yes.
That it gives you
like woo.
It gives you mad chills. Yeah. Like whenever you hear it, like she's just wailing on it. If we were better and more proficient, we would play that little part of it.
I could do that.
Right there.
That's pause it.
That's a little searching for you. But
I'm not going to do that.
I was going to say, it's a lot of work.
But if you get inspired.
It is Thursday.
Yeah.
It is Thursday.
Which means I could spend my free time.
Yeah.
My free time. Yeah. Mine. Not yours.
Do you love it?
Yes.
Yes. All right. So.
It's your fault. I hate you. Now accepting applications for co-host. What? I love you.
You're retiring?
No respect. I tell you
what.
Who else said something about liking stuff? Or did you close it and you have to go back and find it?
Damn it.
You seriously don't have it?
No, I have it. It's right here. So Back to the Future was her score wise.
Oh, nice.
For Jenny.
Jenna.
Jenna. Like Jenna with an A.
Yes.
Music wise, High Fidelity.
Ooh, solid.
Very solid.
Yeah.
If you've seen that movie,
mm-hmm.
maybe even a couple times.
Yeah, just a couple.
That movie was probably my first introduction to Jack Black.
Okay.
Yep. Like, I don't remember seeing him in things.
Well, he was in other things, but he wasn't, quote, Jack Black at that. Like, this is like him starting to become
the character of
Jack Black. Right.
Yeah.
As weird as that sounds.
Yeah.
But like the hyper, like, woo, what did he do? Like,
yeah, what did he do?
Yeah, this is like where he's starting to become that.
Yeah. And it's very, very good.
Yes.
And John Cusack, I'm just a...
Well, John Cusack could
big fan.
Literally sit in front of a camera for an hour and just blink his eyes at me and I'd be like, oh my God, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Like,
no, what? He's great.
He's so captivating.
He's great.
Yeah.
You know, that's probably one of the reasons why I love Say Anything so much.
Yeah, because he's great.
He's great. So anyway, she's High Fidelity.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of like some of the songs from High Fidelity. I'm not going to look them up right now.
No. There's also, do you know they made that a musical?
No.
It's enjoyable.
I don't like the, you know, I don't, I'm against that whole thing.
You're just a grump.
I'm not a grump.
You're a grumpy old man.
You know what? I'm like this this old conservative, like theater fan who doesn't like the way things do things today.
But it's good.
And back in my day, a play came first and then the movie.
But High Fidelity's good times.
Yeah, but there's no reason for a story to need to be on stage before it's on film. If it's a good story.
You mean after it's on film or what?
Yeah, no, I'm saying it doesn't need to be like the old way was it was on stage first.
Sure. Yes.
And then it was a film.
Right. If you're talking like story, Seven Brides for Seven Brothers and Sound
everything,
of Music.
Yeah,
and like,
as opposed to Lion King and
or
Jersey
movie
Boys
first
or whatever. Yes. Mm-hmm. I guess Jersey Boys doesn't
play for
anyway.
Mm-hmm. But High Fidelity's good. You would like the music. You would enjoy it.
Do they use the same music?
No. It's original songs. It's Broadway. It's enjoyable. You would
I'm
like
sure
it.
You know what I would love? I'm sure I would love School of Rock, even though it was a movie first.
Oh, yeah. I would like that too, probably.
I've heard Billy Elliot's awesome, yep. Even though it was a movie first.
I like that too. Yeah, you know why? Because they're good. Hairspray was a movie, and then it was a musical, and then it was a movie musical.
And then it was
I don't know. And then it was done live on NBC as a movie, live musical.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stupid. It didn't make any sense. Anyway, what else? Who said what else after Half Fidelity?
Buddy McKinley.
Do I know who that is?
No.
I don't know who that is.
He is my my Aunt Betty's new husband.
Okay.
So she was married to my uncle Mark.
Yeah.
He passed away, and now she actually they're not married. But but it's her new main guy.
My uncle.
Yep.
Uncle Betty.
Uncle Buddy guy.
Buddy. Yeah.
But anyway, he said Queen of the Damned. Most of the soundtrack was from the band Korn.
Ugh.
You love Korn?
God, no.
Is Korn your offspring?
No. I don't mind Korn.
Queen of the Damned is
awful.
That
movie was... Well,
is that the one with Aaliyah?
I can't... Yes.
The one who died in the plane crash.
I can't say it's garbage because I left.
You left in the theater?
It was the only movie I've ever left in the theater.
You left in the theater?
Absolutely. Got up and walked out.
You know, I almost did that for Killing Me Softly with Brad Pitt.
Because I was like... I was with a group of people.
Uh-huh.
And we were all excited to see it because it was like the next, you know, in the Interview with the Vampire series or whatever. And we're like, this is going to be good.
Is it an Anne Rice story?
Absolutely it is. And so we were going to go see it. And we're like, okay, we're jazzed about it and everything. And then Lestat the Vampire, badass Lestat.
Right.
Gets woken up because the rock music is so hard that he has to wake up and become a rock singer and be a rock star. This is what I got out of the first, I don't know, 20 minutes of the movie. And at that point, we're like, okay, now he's like singing in rock shows, but like standing on the ceiling. And we're like, we all literally at that moment, all collectively like looked at each other, went down the aisles and went, and we all got up and left at the same time.
I was going to say, I thought maybe you left by yourself and like, you guys, I have to leave now.
No, excuse me. I cannot watch this. It was dumb. I'm sure I could go back and watch it now because I'm in a different mindset, but it was not what I was expecting it to be. I did not want to see Lestat the Vampire get woke because the rock music was so hard that he was like, ooh, I must come back.
Blah, blah. I can't sleep any longer. Blah. I am Lestat and now I must rock.
I must sing blah, like Korn. But anyway. So, good for him for liking that movie.
What was the you don't remember the music?
No, I mean it's obviously he says it was Korn, so like, you know, that would rock you awake, I guess.
All right. So anyway. Let's see. Rich Soublé of
who's that?
Rich Soublé is a black guy that we know.
I hear he looks like a young Michael Jackson.
He looks like a young Michael Jackson. He does. He suggested Baby Driver.
Yes. Solid choice.
Yeah, that is.
What are you doing on other screen?
I'm looking at the song list for Baby Driver.
Oh, nice. Okay. You actually have a purpose.
Of all the
well
stuff
done.
On there. Yeah, I'm checking out what's on Twitter.
Yeah. Right. Why are you swiping right?
I got a lot of stuff.
Wait, swiping right means you're interested. Dude, you have a fiance.
Yeah.
Wait, put down the knife, Mr. Simpson. No!
Wild and wacky stuff. All right, so...
Rich
Radar Love, that's a good one.
Yes.
Been driving all night, hands wet on the wheel. Bam, 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 bam. All right, Shannon Bel Petroro. You know Shannon, I believe.
Sure.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe you don't. She's been in entertainment for a little while.
Sure. Okay.
She says Almost Famous, which is good, except Almost Famous is the story that's supposed to be Led Zeppelin. So all of the music is not that it's bad. It's all good.
Mm-hmm.
It's like original, but it's not like classic stuff.
They did that. Is it Led Zeppelin, though?
They don't call themselves. No, they're
so they did that for that movie as well as in vinyl. They did fake Led Zeppelin.
No. Because in vinyl they like use the name Led Zeppelin.
Oh, gotcha.
Like for Almost Perfect. Famous, they use a different
right Steel Dragon or whatever they were called.
Whatever, right?
Yeah.
And yeah. So
did you? But
they did sing famously. Hold me closer, tiny dancer.
I like that movie. I've only seen the movie, I think, one time.
Cameron Crowe, man.
He's good.
He is very good.
He knows
he's
how to make a good movie.
Yeah. He seems to know how to speak to us.
Almost Famous, like, to me, I don't know, anything that takes place in that time era, like, my brain just goes like the Forrest Gump soundtrack, where I'm like, oh yeah, that has so many good songs on it. Like, I remember it was one of the first double disc CDs that I bought that had two discs in it, because it had so many songs. And it's all, like, you know, 60s and 70s and stuff. And I was like, this soundtrack is amazing. Anyway.
Speaking of which, this is a tangent, but it is a tangent, okay, for sure.
I'll do the thing. I'll get on it.
Tangent train.
Nah, I forgot what I was going to. Just kidding. Just kidding. Were you ever to Napster and stealing? Not stealing. Yes, stealing. Free music?
It wasn't stealing. It was sharing.
Sharing
music.
We
were sharing music.
Yeah.
And no, I would never do that. All the time.
So,
hours and hours and hours.
So
and hours.
When you're buying music, do you ever like, man, I could just like whoop up. I could find the list and then from Napster or whatever.
Of course. Absolutely.
Do that.
Yes. Okay. Well, and the problem with that was, it's like so many things were not labeled correctly in Napster. We're like, you would go to your friends, you're like, oh my God, I don't know. I was really into Newfound Glory. Did you hear the new Newfound Glory song? And they're like, no. And then you play it and you're like, it's so good. And you're like, yeah, that was a good song. And you're like, I don't think that was Newfound Glory. Comes to find out it's like Simple Plan, like, or some other band. It's like, why did you say that was who, whatever?
Yeah, anyway. There was a lot of stuff that was like, new Dave Matthews track.
Right.
And I'm like, that's not Dave Matthews.
It's like Jack Johnson.
or somebody's, some dude.
Else. Yeah.
Yeah, the cover song by some dude, right. Like live at the blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, anyway.
So Jessica Jansen, who just left this nice phone call.
And she mentioned those three things.
She mentions Lord of the Rings. Guardians of the Galaxy, Moana.
And Moana.
Richard Vandervoort.
Richard.
Trolls.
Yes.
Never saw it.
Can't Stop the Fiend, man.
You've seen it, and you love it.
Look at dancing. You know that song.
Nope.
You don't know the Justin Timberlake song? Can't Stop the Fiend, man.
No, that should not surprise you. That's
dance. That song took over the world, dude.
Dance, dance, dance.
Can't Stop the Fiend, man.
What year?
Ooh. Something magical.
Did it come out for Trolls?
It's in my blood, it's in my soul.
Meh.
I can't stop being there.
So it's Kyle AR Patches, who I don't know who that is.
That's my boy Kyle. I've known him since kindergarten.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Legends of the Fall. I don't remember any of the music.
I couldn't tell you. Like, I don't even remember that movie. Good on you, Kyle.
It was good. Did you ever see it?
I'm sure I did back Brad in 1991 and, when that Hopkins movie came out.
I guess, yeah.
Like, maybe.
Like, yeah, like that was like yesterday.
Yeah.
Carl Prohaska, our friend Carl, who's been a guest on the show.
Yeah, back when he had a podcast called Shot in a Beer.
Last of the Mohicans, which I couldn't tell you anything about, even though I've seen it a long time ago.
Sure.
Jay Bork, though. Heavy metal.
His name's Bork?
B-O-R-K.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Jay Bork.
Bork. Added Jay in there, and he's Bjork. Wait, his name's Jay?
Jay Bork. He's just Jay Bork.
You take the name Jay, and you put in his last name, and he's Bjork.
Yeah.
You just go as Bjork.
I like it.
Yeah.
But he says one of my favorite like movies when I was 14.
Uh-huh.
One of the first R-rated movies I ever saw, Heavy Metal. You ever seen heavy metal? Heard of heavy metal?
Nope.
Never heard of it?
Negative.
Really?
No.
Okay. So heavy metal was like a kind of a stoner magazine that had a lot of art in it.
Okay.
And they had a lot of fantastical space art and had a
like
certain...
Like black light stuff?
Not like black light, but just like... Like a Kansas album cover, you know.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep, I got you.
So anyway, the movie Heavy Metal came out, and they made a bunch of these like comic strips that are in the magazine into animation.
Oh, cool.
And played it out, and a lot of it was like sort of fantastical, like Lord of the Rings style.
Sweet.
And some of it was like they all had their own kind of feel to it. But it had boobies, which is exciting.
Of course.
They had like Excalibur style stuff, you know, nice. In the knights and
they played music to it, I imagine.
Yeah, and there's a whole musical soundtrack to it of that we had that was great.
Was it like, and there were two, actual like rock bands and stuff?
Yeah. Sammy Hagar did a song called Heavy Metal for It's your one way ticket to midnight.
When I think heavy metal, I think Sammy Hagar.
And then there was another one. Well, it's funny because the other
55!
Song.
That's all I can think of when I think Sammy Hagar, dude.
Take my license, all that jive. I can't drive 55. Dude, I used to love me some Sammy Hagar back in the day.
But like heavy metal. Like,
well, it's funny. Okay,
heavy,
so
like, I think heavy metal, like double bass pedal, like. I mean, you're talking like, when was this movie made though? Like, or
in the, like 1980,
right? So like back then, it was totally different. But right. Like for me, when I think heavy metal, it's like double bass pedal and like.
Oh, see, no, that I think of that like death metal, but yeah. Like heavy metal, I think of like
hair bands.
Yeah, you know, like Judas Priest, you know, it's like heavy metal, like that. That was like,
or like maybe Metallica's like on like the tail end,
on the end of it, the very end of it. Sure. But Iron Maiden was heavy metal. Yeah.
Okay, I got
Black
you.
Sabbath.
Yep.
But anyway, so there was that Sammy Hagar heavy metal. He was more like of a rocker, I guess.
Sure.
But there was another song called Heavy Metal that was done by Donald Fagen, who's the guy from Steely Dan.
Oh yeah, I know who that is.
And so. It's,
what would his heavy metal song sound like?
Won't you ride on heavy metal? But it wasn't heavy metal style. It was just called heavy metal. Right. And anyway, it was a. I remember my brother, like Tony, buying the tickets, you know,
to go see heavy metal.
Yeah, and then like us kind of like trying.
Can we get in without getting busted?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
yeah. That's awesome. Cool.
So,
good choice. Heavy metal.
Heavy metal.
Sparked conversation.
Good choice.
That's what it's about.
Let me see what else we got. Joshua Graff, Back to the Future.
Okay. Solid.
Original songs, mostly.
Well, as far as the songs go, yeah, it's Huey Lewis in the News.
Yeah.
But, like, the score, I think people, when they talk about Back to the Future, they're talking about the score.
Maybe. Probably.
That was a Collins, perfect rendition of it, by the way.
You made it come to life of that one scene in that movie. So Mark Collins, The Mission, which doesn't ring a bell.
The Mission?
Yeah.
That's a Robert De Niro joint where he goes to and forms a mission. Like old school.
Marty Wesselin, who I love these names. I don't know.
Don't know any of these people.
I love that. These are a bunch of names I don't know.
So, thanks for listening, folks.
Yeah.
Or at least paying attention on Facebook.
I hope they listen. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Count of Monte Cristo 2002 version, which I'm like, interesting.
Nope.
David Turturro.
Turturro?
T-U-T-T-E.
John Turturro's nephew.
I love me some John Turturro, but it's spelled differently. T-U-T-T-E-R-R-O-W.
Yeah, sure.
Glory, he says.
Ooh, that's a good film.
David Haynes.
You don't know Glory?
I know the movie.
Oh, okay.
But I don't remember the music doesn't.
That's like, see, that's the thing that I love about these things, because we post these things often, not often. But when we post something, it's like, what's your favorite TV theme song, or what's your favorite movie line, or what's your favorite whatever we happen to post.
Right.
And like, what's the thing say? What is it? Name a film with great music is the prompt. Name a film with great music. And like, somebody's like, oh, I have a perfect Glory. It's like, what? Like, how do you go into your movie brain archives I love that Civil War flick.
And they're watching
with Matthew Broderick and Denzel Washington, where it's all about the first black battalion of the Civil War. And like, you know what? The movie's great.
I think that like,
the music's great.
If he taps into, or anybody would tap into their own experience and their own memories. And if they're watching it, like, and sometimes you're watching a movie and you're just like, especially like second screens suck the life out of
absolutely.
An experience.
Sure.
So you like, so if you're into it, you could all of a sudden like, damn, this is a good song. Like, this is a really good song.
Right.
And so I could see that, you know, even like the score of it.
Cause like I've seen that movie probably a few times, and Like, I would never go into that place when it's like, name a good movie or name a movie with good music. I would start going through musicals. I would start going through like John Williams, Star Wars, or Indiana Jones type big, you know, epic scores. But I would never be like Glory. But like, so may, and so like,
maybe, that's why, yeah. And some people are just in tune to that.
Or maybe like he was watching HBO and it just happened to be on, and then literally like, the next thing he did was look at Facebook and saw that post, and he was like, you know, I just watched Glory. That music was bomb. Like, maybe. You know what I mean? Like, how I do wonder. You just go into the deep, deep, deep cuts like that?
I like to think that he had some kind of experience with the music as he's watching it. But
explain yourself.
Yeah.
John Turturro's cousin.
Yeah.
Nephew, whatever I said.
David Haynes, another name I don't know.
Me neither.
Says High Fidelity. So that's another
solid choice.
Samantha Sky McLaughlin, who is our buddy Dallas's wife.
Correct.
Friend of ours.
Mm-hmm.
Emmy Award Garden winning. State, which is great.
That's all by the Shins.
No. The music.
Yeah.
It's not all by the Shins.
Most of it.
Mm.
Yeah. Isn't it?
No, there's like Shin songs. There's
I thought like that one was like two. The thing. It was like mostly all Shins music.
No, I mean, like, the Shins get mentioned in the movie. Cause she's like, here, it's going to change your life. It's the Shins.
I thought, yeah.
But there's like.
No, the, only a couple? Maybe just couple. The one?
I think there's like two.
I thought maybe for some one reason or two. They wrote the whole thing. Right.
But yeah, because it's like 07 is like one of the bands in the waiting line.
Cool.
Everyone's saying different things to me. Different things to
I
me.
I like that movie.
That movie's great.
A lot of people and that gave soundtrack was it great. Some guff. Because they're like, Zach Braff, like, he's supposed to be funny and blah.
They're stupid.
Yes, they are. Well, he is supposed to be like a pretentious douche.
Dallas so says through Samantha, Clueless. Which I'm like,
solid. That's solid choice.
Music?
He's I probably don't know. Joking, but maybe not.
I don't know.
It's like right in the 90s, dude. It's 90s gold.
And then my buddy Mark Andreg from high school, from back in the day, says Breakfast Club and The Big Chill. Both like, and those are definitely soundtrack.
Breakfast Club?
Like, Breakfast what, Club? What, oh my God.
What other than, don't you
forget about me.
What other than that is the in that movie? Because I think there's not even, like, underscoring in that movie.
No, there's other songs. It's like, when they're running through
the... They do the one dance song. Oh, maybe. Yeah,
and then when they're running through the hallways, it's like... And then there's a couple other songs that are from it. But anyway. The Big Chill...
Hold on.
...was kind of like one of the first...
Tangent train.
Not really a tangent, but I just got to push the button. The Breakfast Club is getting a Criterion Collection release...
Oh, yeah.
And they're supposed to finally put all the deleted scenes in or viewable so you can watch them.
Okay. That I'm okay with.
Now, have you ever seen... I don't think they're going to be in the movie, like, whatever. But they're going to be a feature on the disc that you can get. Have you ever watched The Breakfast Club on television?
Yes.
Like, edited for TV, I mean.
Yes, boo.
It's garbage. But there's scenes... There was a scene one time where he goes to a vending machine. I forget who it goes. It's like Emilio Estevez, I think. And he goes to a vending, and they're talking in a vending machine. And I've told people, I'm like, there's a scene at Breakfast Club where he goes to the vending machine. I saw it on TV. And they're like, oh, no, you're crazy.
Sometimes they add shit in.
There's weird ass scenes in these movies that have been cut, but then they put them in on the TV movie.
Yeah, I've seen
because
that before.
They cut out all the dirty stuff or the middle fingers or whatever. And so they have to put in stuff to make it fit for time. And these are stuff that have been filmed. And so people think I'm crazy. For talking about the vending machine scene in Breakfast Club.
Dang it. You know,
I just need to buy the stupid Criterion Collection just so I can be like, in your face!
Yeah, that's I want to back you up on that just because but I don't have this specific example.
Right.
I know that I've seen a movie before
things
where
they
I'm
do
like,
that.
Where, I'm like, that's not in the movie.
I've never seen this, like especially like and Breakfast Club, because I've seen Breakfast Club X amount of times.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there, I was like, it was on flipping through, and I was like, Breakfast Club, I love that movie. I'll watch it. And like, seriously, something came up, and I was like, what is this? I've never experienced this before.
Yeah. I think, I forgot what I was going to say.
Okay.
But anyway.
Who's next?
So that was all for those.
Oh, PR girl did her PR thing and she shared that post and, she got some responses as well. Somebody on her, I'm not going to get to know any of these people, Actually, that's true. I know that second name. Crazy. Kenton Pyle said Wolf of Wall Street with the OK emoji. Like,
yep.
Good stuff. Wolf of Wall Street.
Not a fan of the movie, but.
I haven't seen it. It's not good. I heard it was good.
You know.
What's wrong with it?
I just didn't. It wasn't good. I didn't think. I didn't like it.
Really?
Yep.
Were you paying attention? Because it
I was paying attention. A lot
everyone
of
else says it's real good.
No, not everybody.
A lot of people.
Discerning minds.
Let's see. Somebody named Orchid Lee Martinez says Guardians of the Galaxy. Josh Shoemate, whom I know from high school, said The Never Ending Story.
The Never Ending Story. I just made that song up.
That's how the song goes.
The Never Ending Story.
This is the song that never ends. Josh Revels says Space Jam.
I couldn't tell you any songs.
The only song that I know from Space Jam is R. Kelly's I Believe I Can Fly. I believe. And it's like this whole touching moment with Michael Jordan like trying to dunk for the first time.
Ah.
It's actually pretty good. And then it goes all cartoony and weird. I believe. Thomas Allen Gibson Jr. says The Wedding Singer is solid. And yes, both of the Guardians of the Galaxy movies are pretty great as far as music. Jeremy Stone, also from high school, says Pirates of the Caribbean and The Producers. Raymond Aquinignock. Okay. Being a teacher must be
hard. Okay.
Being a teacher must be hard. He says The Sandlot. And then Orchid Lee Martinez came back to comment again and said Moulin Rouge, Chicago, Burlesque, which are all musicals.
All right.
What's your you said Goodfellas or God? What did you say? Goodfellas? Well, I picked The Greatest Showman, so you can blow me.
Right on.
Because you refuse.
Pause it up there. Cause
you suck so bad.
There's two things I got to do. I got to turn on the TV, and then I got to pee.
Well, do you want to just end it?
All right, let's end it.
Okay. So we're going to come back to this. We're probably going to play music and actually do that kind of stuff later on. But we're gonna post more things like this where we get more involved in everything.
It's fun.
But anyway, since BJ sucks and he doesn't ever get up when I pause the freaking show on the commercial break and he's sitting over there twitching his feet.
I didn't have to go then, Dad.
That's why you get up and you force your pee out of your wee-wee. Anyway, this has been Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
BJ.
And we'll see you on the couch.
Life's a Binge. Bow, 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 bow,
bow. Right?
This has been a Life's a Binge production. Be sure and leave us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever else you find the show. You can find us on all social media at Life's a Binge. Send us an email at lifesabinge@gmail.com. Join the phone army by dialing 619-438-0532. And if all else fails, check out our website at lifesabinge.com. Thanks for listening, and as always, we'll see you on the couch.